AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The defense expected to conclude its case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC that Trump himself is not expected to testify in his own defense. ABC's Erica Tursky has more from outside court.
The defense asked the judge to dismiss the case before it even gets to the jury, arguing that prosecutors failed to prove any criminal intent. There was no immediate ruling from Judge Mershon. And now the defense is going to rest later today.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on ABC's Good Morning America and said the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court is out to defame Israel by seeking warrants for him and Israel's defense minister over the war with Hamas. The ICC also seeking warrants for Hamas leaders. One person was killed on board a Singapore Airlines flight when it encountered severe turbulence en route from London to Singapore. 18 people are hospitalized. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. The dairy industry employs more than 6,000 immigrants. Dave Daniels owns a large farm in Kenosha County. He says it's working well.
They're very important to us, and we want to make sure that we have a good way of helping them out, and not only in their job, but also in the community and in society as it is, too.
Daniels speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of camping season. Campsites at Wisconsin state parks are filling up fast. Spots are reserved as much as 11 months in advance. The Department of Natural Resources says some of the best sites, the most popular parks, are already booked all summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Big changes may be coming to one area of downtown Madison. The Landmarks Commission has approved designs to bulldoze Essen House and develop that space on Blair and Wilson Streets. A developer from Eau Claire would build an 8-story apartment building and 6-story hotel. The Hotel Ruby Marie and its Up North Bar would stay intact, as would the facades of the Comeback Inn and JB Drive store building. The Plan Commission will take a look on June 10th, and then the City Council would need to give final approval. A Dane County home was seemingly struck by lightning in yesterday's storms. It's in the town of Union on West Holt Road. Looking at the house, you can see a straight line from the roof to the ground, presumably from that lightning strike. Multiple fire departments had to come help put out the flames. Luckily, nobody was hurt. But as the storms continued to roll through Wisconsin, another house was seemingly struck by lightning, that one in Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Marlins get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer. Andrew Monasterio puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through 7 relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes 1, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. We'll get to 77 for a high today. Be weather aware, these storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:06, Karen Rilke from Honor Flight joins us, why it's so important, and more importantly, how you can get involved. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Don't come for me. That is all that I need to tell her. Don't come for me. Listen. You know, we showed up ready to work, and unfortunately, we could not have our hearing at 11 o'clock, even though this is a pointless hearing and it's ridiculous in and of itself that we needed to have it. But we showed up. They're in the majority. They set the agenda. This is what they want to do. This is what they believe is a priority for the American people. And they decided that they would skip work and go to New York to be involved in Trump's trial.
Jasmine Crockett. In a world of Marjorie Taylor Greens, be a Jasmine Crockett.
Right.
Yes. When they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett.
Yep.
Chris said it. We should do a Houston sexy liberal just to get her on the stage. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you saying I was right?
No. But Valerie Plame was fantastic. Oh, my God. All of our panelists have been so gracious and fantastic. Representative Mark.
Hocan.
Yeah. I love that you were more offended that I pronounced his name wrong than I call myself a licker in front of him.
There's a difference. You should at least know his name.
Right.
Sandra.
Because we keep telling you the pronunciation.
Right.
And it never sticks.
Right. And it's pronounced licker. Okay. Sandra, a subject line, Albuquerque and the surrounding areas love you. Don't forget the surrounding areas also love me.
A lot of people from Santa Fe. A lot of people from Colorado.
Yes.
They came down from Colorado.
Yes. I'm so touched. People make very long drives and flights, trips for us. We're very, very grateful. Our Colorado fans, Sandy and Dave from Pagosa Springs,
that's
Colorado.
That's why I remember meeting them.
They're fantastic.
They are.
Steph, fabulous show on Saturday. It was so good to see everyone again in person. Dave and I are still laughing, still recalling jokes. I say this was the best show ever. Everyone was in top form. We were at the meet and group after party. What an incredible experience. We so appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time. It was so much fun. Us too, Sandy and Dave. Because we were saying, we're trapped in a little padded room. We don't hear anybody laughing. We don't know
padded
if people
room.
Are getting it right.
You have a little jacket where you're hugging yourself constantly.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can I tell you guys an embarrassing story? Because I know you love embarrassing stories about me.
What did you do now?
I'm going to out myself with an embarrassing story.
What did you do?
Well, travel for mama at this age is very taxing. My body clock is all
cattywampus.
Yeah. So I think I did something so spazzy yesterday. I think I may have broken my own nose. I'm not really.
Did you poop yourself?
No, I did not, Chris.
Okay.
Oh, this is my delightful story.
Well, then anything.
I did the dumbest, spazziest thing ever, and it was sans alcohol. You know, I don't even drink that much wine anyway, but this was early in the day, Chris, and I got out of the shower, and I was putting lotion on, and like an idiot, I was like in a crouch trying to like get my feet and my ankle. I don't know why I didn't just sit down like a normal human.
Right.
And put lotion on my legs and feet.
Right.
You have a stool in your.
Yes, but I did not do that. I did some weird yoga dog crouch where I was trying to, and I literally keeled over face first into the marble bathroom floor, and you can't see, but my nose is all black and blue, and my... So I need
some
more
letters. What is wrong
with you? I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
I was like, oh my God, if anyone saw that, that was the stupidest, spazziest.
Is this the first time you've put lotion on ever?
No, I do it every day, but I don't know. I was at an angle where I was like, I was trying to get the bottoms of my feet while I was crouching.
Why?
You lotion the bottom of your feet?
Because I was trying to get my whole feet and legs instead of
that make you
sitting down.
On a marble
Well, apparently so.
Floor?
Apparently so. I heard a crunch. I'm not sure this bridge might be broken, but...
Can you breathe?
I sound kind of like a pug. And a pug had sex with Robert De Niro.
Did you undo all of that work that doctor...
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I have to call Dr. Nicole again. Yeah. Okay, listen, Chris, the reviews are still rolling in from Madison, not just Albuquerque.
All right.
Hi, Steph, so glad to meet you after the Madison show. You are all so fantastic. Thank you so much to you and all your terrific guests. Do we have a promo? We're coming. Seattle, we're coming to you next. And then Denver. And then, we don't have a, okay, never mind. I was going to do a sexy liberal promo there. But okay. By the way, Chris, you're just a naysayer and a disbeliever.
Why do you take me to these shows, then?
Why
do you take me to all of these shows?
Because I love you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns, and I couldn't live without you. All right. Moving on, Jody.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think you disbelieve this, too, but these things happen all the time. Antifa from, Chicago tweeted about that she was in Walgreens and yelled out ashwagandha. And that yelled Stephanie.
I don't.
And she tweeted, what do you mean you don't believe me? It actually happened, ashwagandha. Why would I make something up so silly? Leslie tweeted, that is so awesome. I was with friends some time ago and said up to his albino eyebrows, and someone said Stephanie Miller. It was so cool. Liz tweeted, met my BFF at a local pub. Gary and I were chatting with tech friend about cutting DirecTV cord. Must, Formula One, and Free Speech TV for Stephanie Miller show. From across the bar, we hear, are you a Steph head? Pals ever since. You want to know my favorite? We're on the back fence of the White House watching George Bush get in the helicopter for the last time, and everybody was giving him the bird. And some guy in front of me went, you know who would love this is Stephanie Miller. And I said, tap, tap, tap. Guess what? I am
Stephanie Miller.
That did not happen.
That happened.
That
I told you at
totally
the time.
Totally did not happen.
Yes, you were there with me. I was at the Obama inauguration.
You didn't take me with you to the Obama.
No, I made you stand in the cold to get my tickets. But
exactly.
It was really cold.
No, you took your nephew, your tiny baby nephew.
Who is now the president.
Oh, dear. And I'm taking Jody to the thing.
You made me
Obama, Biden,
stand in line for 2 hours, and it was 25 degrees outside for your ticket so you could take your tiny baby nephew.
There was a professional reason, I'm sure.
No.
I just don't remember it.
No.
God, it's not like he's bitter about it. Oof. You're as bitter as the cold was that day.
It was so cold.
It was so cold, Obama's inauguration.
Well, it's January
anyway, it was
in
after
D.C.
the inauguration. Yeah. You go around behind the White House, and that's when the helicopter takes off. The previous president leaves for the last time. It happens every,
Your tiny baby nephew saw it.
Yes, I'll have to have him corroborate my story.
Yes.
The new Shonda Rhimes fake president on Netflix.
I could have corroborated it for you, but I wasn't invited.
It happened. It happens all the time. Steph heads everywhere. By the way, Minneapolis, we had a fantastic sexy liberal. This is Aaron Rupar tweeted, this is who the Minnesota Republican Party just nominated to run against Amy Klobuchar. Mm-hmm. Royce White?
Yeah.
This is a guy? Mm-hmm. This is his tweet. You, rhino, neocon, C-word. C-word. And apparently that's used quite frequently on his Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
This is how debased Donald Trump has made this party. That's just normal now. He frequently tweets the C-word.
Yeah. That's how debased Twitter is now.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant, our friend, said, good morning. Happy Tuesday to everyone who finds it hilarious that this hypocritical jackass criticizes everyone for using a teleprompter and then freezes like a dope for almost a minute when his own teleprompter stops. What a complete idiot. Mm. Oh, my God. Did you see that? He totally Mitch McConnell.
It seemed like it.
I guess everything is going to be normalized from now to the election. We should just get used to it. I mean, this is just... Sorry to do this to you, but this is just this weekend, the last couple of days.
I just want to debate this guy, but, and I'm going to demand a drug test, too, by the way. I am. No,
all right.
I really am.
As long as you drug test both of you.
This is what I mean. Everything he says at this point is a lie, and it's projecting, and it is gaslighting.
Yeah.
We just have to. Okay. Yeah. Here he is.
I don't want him coming in like the State of the Union. He was high as a kite.
No, he wasn't.
I said, "Is that Joe up there? Beautiful room." And by the end of the evening, he's like, "Well, it was exhausted, right? Now we're going to demand a drug test."
Oh, for both of you.
For both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Everything he says now is a lie, is projection, is defamatory, pretty much, right?
FDR, 16 years, almost 16 years. He was four-term. I don't know. Are we going to be considered three-term or two-term? You tell me. Ronnie, what do you think?
That was him, you know, joking about serving. Yeah.
There is an amendment to the Constitution that disallows
more than two terms.
Listen to him.
Okay. Perhaps worst of all, even as they turn America into a crime-ridden, gang-infested, terror-filled dumping ground, Joe Biden and his thugs will do everything in their power to confiscate your guns and annihilate your God-given right to self-defense. You
we
have a right to self-defense.
We always have had a right to self-defense.
Was that the part where he called for Biden's execution in front of the
Yeah, I didn't get that. I just didn't want to.
Okay. Yeah. To his speech before gun owners in Texas, he told the crowd, Manchurian candidate Joe Biden has accepted money from Russia, China, and Ukraine. You see how, once again, it's projection because... Do I even need to say that everything he says is a lie and projection, or do you just, that'll be a given? He said if he were a Republican, he would have been given the electric chair. They would have brought back the death penalty. Alicia Menendez said, a reminder in case you needed one, a political candidate alluding to the execution of a sitting president in front of the most prominent organization of gun owners, definitely not normal.
No.
For those of us that feel the need to still point out, this is not normal. Okay. And then he also basically said, proud of all the children that have been shot and that hopefully that will continue.
Yeah. During my 4 years, nothing happened. And there was great pressure on
guns,
me having to do with guns. We did nothing. Mm-hmm. We didn't yield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay.
If you didn't have me as president, you wouldn't have Minneapolis today. And you wouldn't have had a couple of other cities that we saved or little beautiful areas that we saved. We saved them for you.
What was that?
That might come as a great shock to the people in Minneapolis. Did you know that Donald Trump created Minneapolis?
We have listeners in Minneapolis. Why don't they call in and tell us how lucky?
Yeah, how it was before Donald Trump invented Minneapolis?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, sure. Governor Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, on Donald Trump saying he won Minnesota.
To have Donald Trump come here and yesterday give an interview saying that he won in 2020, that's not just weird stuff saying. That is an affront to the democracy. That is absolutely a line that cannot be crossed. So I hope we're not, immune to the fact that that is such an outrageous statement. It is such an attack on the very fundamentals of our democracy. He lost by over 7 points. And for him to crow that he thinks he has a chance, I remind folks, Joe Biden came closer in Texas than Donald Trump came in Minnesota.
Thank you. And that is surprising, isn't it, that even the city he created, Minneapolis, did not vote for him?
I
think they
weird?
Would be more grateful, which
would
is
think.
Weird.
Yeah, one would think.
Ungrateful bastards.
The meme is, after Trump is gone, one of the things I'm going to remember is the cowardice of the people who went along.
What?
That's it. That's how we got here.
What kind of gone are we talking about?
What?
What kind of gone are we talking about? Once Trump is gone?
From the public eye.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think that's ever going to happen? We thought he was going to be gone from the public eye for the last 4 years.
What about all the people?
He lost the election.
What about all the people that have given him handy J's all these years?
Honey, can you open this jar of pickles for me?
Sure, but I'm going to need a first.
Okay.
Introducing handy. The revolutionary multi-grip system that everyone's talking about. Having trouble getting your motor started? All strain and no gain in the garage? Are your golden years affecting your ability to pop under pressure? Sounds like you need a job. Be the envy of the neighborhood with a hand in the front yard. Get the party started with a job. Your guests will thank you. It's easy. Just twist and tug.
What a sweet release.
All the benefits of a genuine
Up for just $4.95.
But wait.
Order within the next 10 minutes and you'll receive a second half absolutely free. Two ups for under $5. That's a great deal in any economy. Go to ineedahand.com. That's ineedahandjob.com. Don't believe we're serious? Go to ineedahand.com.
Wow. Well, there's a spokesperson job for Lauren Vogel
sure.
when she gets tossed out of Congress.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
There we go.
Job. Okay. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris Lavoie's show Pony Muscles.
Oh, well.
Trotting across that stage at Albuquerque, sexy liberal, crowd goes wild.
Because you told me to wear something tight.
Well, you know. Okay. But technically, I've sexually harassed both you and Jody this morning.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Yeah.
Listen, Tony Horton, P90X guy, right? Got shingles, thought he was going to take a dirt nap.
Because shingles doesn't care.
No, it does not care.
It
is a bastard person.
Yes.
We hate it and its ass face.
Uh-huh.
Then what happened? He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Bam! He's 65 now, looking and feeling amazing. He created high-impact protein available in a plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day. What do you like? Strawberry, vanilla? I'm doing this.
Neapolitan.
Chocolate,
all three
vanilla,
of them.
Strawberry.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay,
go.
Follow me
for more recipes.
Thank you. One scoop a day. Supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%. Even get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Mypowerlife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but 2 evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not gonna pay more, you're just paying the same amount in 2 smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're gonna see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and then they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, Shannon, I know it's exhausting. Chris LaVoy is wrong again. Jasmine Crockett represents Dallas, not Houston. Okay. Yes, Jody Hamilton?
The defense has rested. Donald did not testify.
Oh, you're kidding. You mean he lied about that?
Yeah, shocker.
Oh, my God. Bless Tristan Snell how shocked he is about that.
Oh, sure.
Okay, here is Jasmine Crockett, who represents Dallas.
And so then we get back at 8 p.m., and instead of focusing on what the task at hand was, which was whether or not AG Merrick Garland was going to be held in contempt of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene started talking about Judge Mershon, which is why I asked her, do you know why we're here? And ultimately, it devolved into the debacle that it did.
Yeah, and both sides don't do it. Stop acting like this is just some, you know, girl fight. Marjorie Taylor Greene always starts it because that's her whole point in life is chaos. Mm-hmm. She's a chaos agent.
And the chairman actually broke the agreement that he made, which was that she was to be held to have her words taken down, which meant that she was then going to have to leave the committee, which would have helped everybody. He decided to change his ruling. And I decided to inquire through a point of inquiry about what could and couldn't be said.
Butch, what is it? Bleach blonde, bad butch body?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying to Chris, we were in Albuquerque, that I'm just saying, for somebody that's that transphobic, she looks like a dude. I'm just saying. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she does. She has the, for someone that's homophobic,
she's
she does
butchy.
Have a totally butch body.
She's a little butchy.
She's a handsome woman.
No, I don't think she's handsome.
No, she's not. Ew. Barney Rubble.
Her
she looks like
stringy.
Barney Rubble in a dress.
Her hair's a little stringy.
Yeah. Sue in Rockville. Hello.
Good morning. You know, Rachel's A Block last night is a must view because she talks about the dangers of fascism from the 30s and likens it to the fact that both the DOJ and the Democrats have not done enough to protect Fannie Willis and other people who are just trying to do their jobs. And so I'm recommending everyone contact the DOJ, and I've posted the form on your Twitter account, and let the DOJ know that they're failing us because their failures have allowed Trump's people to put Unified Reich in a video. They're not hiding their fascism and what they want for us.
Right.
And if the media won't report it, and if the government, the Justice Department won't do its job, we will pick up this mantle. I am not ceding democracy to people too scared to act. And I'm asking everyone, watch the Maddow video, contact the DOJ, contact your representative, and say enough.
Yep.
There will not be a fourth Reich in this country.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Sue.
The video is finally down, by the way. They finally took it down.
Oh, the Hitler burger
video?
Yeah,
they finally took it down.
By the way, is it a conspiracy or coincidence that our Rachel Maddow audio is corrupted? I don't think so. Fascists, we see you. Charlie Pierce next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's popularity is slipping among most voter groups in Wisconsin. That's according to the Journal Sentinel's analysis of 4 years of polling data. It shows Trump has lost some Republicans and rural men, but now he's doing better with voters of color and rural women. Groups like suburban women, college graduates, and young voters view Trump even more dimly now than they did 4 years ago. So far, no bird flu in Wisconsin dairy cows, even though the virus is infecting herds in other parts of the country. Johns Hopkins University's Megan Davis recommends sticking with pasteurized dairy products.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus.
The U.S. Agriculture Department is paying affected dairy farms to help contain the virus. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are searching for a man they believe is responsible for a deadly crash. Sunday night, Columbia County first responders were called to the scene in the town of Lewiston, where they found a 21-year-old woman dead in the passenger seat, but the driver had run away. Police believe that driver is 26-year-old Keegan Nivelle, and they're still looking for him. They plan to arrest him on felony charges. In fact, they've already taken one person into custody for helping him run off from the scene. If you think you may know where Nivelle is, call the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. A local dog and her owners are on a mission to help communities after trauma. Miracle is a happy-go-lucky golden retriever who lives with her owners, Bill and Kathy Shent, in Janesville. They've now gone on three trips where Miracle acts as a therapy dog after tragedy, like the school shooting last year in Uvalde, Texas. The Shents told WKOW the world would be a whole lot better if everyone did small acts of kindness. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. We'll get to 77 for a high today. Be weather aware, these storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Head counts.
Is there anything that could happen with him indictment-wise that would say, all right, maybe this disqualifies him for president?
Not for me. I'm with him to the finish.
All right, thank you so much.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House and commit murder, and I'm with him.
It's not a cult.
So weird.
It's not a cult. Yeah.
It's not a cult.
What the creased. Chris, who said people complaining about my anti-Trump tweets need to understand I love my country and I feel it's my duty to oppose this demented sociopath with every fiber of my being. Who said that?
Susan Hayward.
No. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, who will be our celebrity guest in L.A. for the big November 2nd pre-election extravaganza.
Yep.
And guess who else is on that wall for America? In Boston, Sexy Liberal in July, Charlie Pierce and Glenn Kirshner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hey, I'm not Saltwater Taffy. I'm Saltwater Daffy.
You were called, our different guests have been named different food substances. Jody is cotton candy. Chris is a big slab of, I don't know, filet mignon. And you are Saltwater Taffy. Because you're fine.
I am. I'm something that sticks to the bottom of your shoe on a boardwalk on a hot day. Yes.
Yes, I've often thought so. What? You said it best. Your headline, Judge Mershon appears to be at the end of his rope. I mean, oh, my God. Everybody said yesterday they have never in their lifetime seen this. A judge have to clear a courtroom.
Don't you eyeball me, boy. Don't you eyeball me.
Yeah, I love that.
You eyeballing me, boy?
I love he said, I want to discuss proper decorum in my courtroom, so when there's a witness on the stand and you don't like my ruling, you don't say geez, and you don't say strike it, because I'm the only one who can strike. You don't roll your eyes. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Are you staring me down right now? Clear the courtroom.
You're out of order. You're out of order.
I mean, did you get a Catholic school flashback like I did? I was like, oh, yes. But
well,
I mean...
That was sort of Mother Superior-ish, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had a Lou Gossett Jr. flashback from an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, I love at one point.
You eyeball me, boy.
And he said, "Can I say something?" The judge is like, "No, this isn't a conversation." It's like, but
that was my favorite part. We are not having a conversation here.
I mean, but it is it not a surprise, right? That the one witness for Donald Trump it acts like a complete a-hole, like the no rules
yeah, that's
apply.
The,
to him.
The George Clooney from Michael Clayton.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm negotiating?
What did you think? I mean, first of all, okay. I don't think his testimony damaged Cohen much. Do you? I mean,
a little bit, but I'd like to believe that the jury understands that you weren't going to get, choir boys and
right.
And
thank you,
you know, blueberry, yeah, and you know, residents of the Happy Time Kids as witnesses against Donald Trump,
right?
You flipped his bag, man.
Right. Yeah. Sammy the Bull.
Color me shocked.
Sammy
this happens in federal court every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sammy the Bull was the one that brought down Gotti, not Gandhi. It's like it's going to be people that crimed with you. It's going to.
I mean, Glenn Kirshner, you know. Paid for all those wonderful home furnishings by getting bagmen to flip on the people they worked for.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We have, as you might expect, a all caps statement from the bassinet of the 45th president.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hooray!
If a president does, this is all caps, just so you know.
Oh, thank
you. Just so you know to pack a sweater or something.
Okay.
If a president is not of immunity, the court will be opening the floodgates to prosecuting former presidents, and opposing hostile party will be doing it for any reason, all the time.
Forevermore?
Forevermore. Ah, yeah. Oh, we misquoted the Raven, too. Okay. I mean, this is just, this is like, it's the same, it's like the Flintstones background of legal, right? It's the same, it's going to be, if he goes to other trials, same thing, right? Witch hunk hoax, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, well, has he moved on to the other trial already?
I don't know. He's obviously moved on to the immunity ruling, which...
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, he's moved on to the next thing.
I guess. I mean, go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
So, obviously, because of the Memorial Day thing, they're going to wait. This is going to now, they're going to wait till after Memorial Day, till Tuesday, right? Which I think is smart from what they're saying. That they don't break up hearing defense and the prosecution arguments.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be a fair way to do it, too.
Yeah,
Right.
You know, you have, you know, you give everybody an equal shot, because if you let one side argue its case and then give the jury 3 days off, that whatever the you know, prosecution says is going to embed itself.
Right.
And I don't want any avenues for appeal here.
Yeah. Trump. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin says Trump faces the very real prospect of being found guilty. It seems like that to me, not a lawyer, but he said even if the jury discounts Cohen's testimony, there's more than enough physical evidence for the jury to hand Bragg's office a big win. Noting juries do surprise sometimes. That's the fear, right? There's one maggot on there on the, you know, that could do a hung jury. Toobin says, did the former president cause the creation of false business records? The prosecution has answered half of that question. There's no reason to doubt the records were false. The prosecution has done an excellent job proving these details. Was the information on the documents false? Absolutely. Several witnesses support the government's claim that Trump's payments to the lawyer were not legal fees. Trump himself tweeted in 2018, Cohen received a reimbursement and said as much in a White House financial disclosure form. As a lot of people have said, Charlie, it feels like this case was already made way before Michael Cohen got up there.
I'm sorry. I briefly dozed off there during the presentation.
During my summation? Okay.
Yes.
Don't make me clear the courtroom.
I'm working on my Trump thing.
Don't make me clear the courtroom, Charlie.
Oh, no. Yes. No. Don't eyeball me, boy. No, I think the documentary evidence that they provided should certainly, you know, weigh more heavily than whatever little glitches Michael Cohen may have had under cross-examination.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Costello guy just, you know, completely blew up his credibility. So.
Right. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I was going through my legal stack for Tristan Snell, and I got my Charlie stack mixed into it. So that means, so it looks like we're going to have a verdict next week. Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows? That's one thing I never predict on is how long it's going to take, you know, a jury. It might take the jury a week.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've got to tie in all the documentary stuff to the testimony from everybody, including Michael Cohen, then it could take a while.
Right.
On the other hand, I think a lot of the coverage recently has minimized what a terrific witness Stormy Daniels was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that may have stayed with the jurors more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. So you said that the Trump supporters are down to the U team. Yesterday it was Bernard Kerik, Dershowitz.
Bernie Kerik to Dersh. Oh my goodness!
You got Joe Piscopo today.
Yeah. Oh, Joe Piscopo's there today. So there was lower to go.
Uh-huh. is Joe Piscopo a MAGA?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. I just say I love the guy with the bootlicker sign behind and just the basic crowd there. Hold please, Charlie. Yes. This would be
guilty. 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 Guilty.
You can never get enough cowbell. That was during Cash Patel, the former Trump.
Burn him! He's a witch. He turned me into a new.
Cash Patel, who only has
one good eye.
Yeah, I think, you know, that other eye is looking for Sarah Huckabee Sanders' other eye.
I thought that was Stuart Rhodes who only had one good eye.
Stuart Rhodes only has one good eye.
No, Cash Patel has one that's gone rogue. It's still, I mean, it's there.
Oh,
it's good.
That's true. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
It's looking for the door is what it's looking for.
I mean.
It's got that Marina Bartiromo thing going on.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just one of them, though. Right. Both of her eyes are too far apart. His is just one.
One.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. That was rude. Okay, Charlie, but it's just these defenders. This is the perfect example. Maria Bartiromo, speaking of which, interviewed a Republican congressman, Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles. He's pushing legislation to ban gag orders in courtrooms. period. It's the Let Trump Speak Act. It prohibits judges from issuing gag orders to defendants in any criminal or civil proceedings, with some exceptions. And let me guess, those exceptions are when it's a Democrat?
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Anybody but Trump.
I mean, it's like right from that.
Andy Oakley's a surprise. He's the one who takes Christmas photos of his family all holding assault weapons.
Oh, my God. But it's what Rachel Maddow was talking about with, you know, what they're trying to do to Fannie Willis. I mean, they are just trying to dismantle the rule of law in general, wherever.
Yeah,
so it does not apply to Trump.
I would like to thank the Stephanie Miller Show news Eyewitness News for telling me that Fannie Willis has a primary today. I had no idea.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We are a news organization. Did John Conyers deem this the Stephanie Miller newscast 20 years ago?
Up off the floor.
That was good one.
Whatever. Andy Borowitz tweeted, speaking to the NRA yesterday, Trump froze for 30 seconds in the middle of his speech. I don't know whether to point out that he's unfit for office or to celebrate that he just shut the up. Just once, just one time, for 30 seconds. Should we be grateful, Charlie, or?
I just think that, you know, suddenly he's using this, you know, movie trailer music is just really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at the end of his rallies, I mean, it's in another world where.
Eric Swalwell, obviously, you heard the shocking news that the defense has rested without Trump testifying, such a shock. Eric Swalwell said, just a reminder, the jury absolutely cannot hold it against Trump for not testifying, but you can. If Trump promised you at a press conference that he'd testify and then doesn't, you should conclude he's guilty as hell.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it was the easiest prediction in the world, right, that he wasn't going to testify.
Absolutely. And I mean, it also makes the whether or not he shows up for a debate.
I just was going to ask you, what's your bet?
A little bit less credible. They don't want him in unrehearsed settings. They really don't want him in rehearsed settings either, but.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yes. No, that's what I mean, what are you guys, what's the over-under? And you think Trump's going to, he's going to make up some excuse, right? Just like for testifying.
Oh, gosh, yeah. He's not going to debate.
No?
I think the excuse is going to be that Biden wouldn't agree to his Fox debate.
Right. Or that he wouldn't pee in a cup, which, right, where was this? He was on Newsmax. Lara Trump was on Newsmax.
Mm-hmm. She has a show there.
Oh, does she? Jeez. Okay. Anyway, but, you know, it's perfectly normal to have the President of the United States pee in a cup. You know, they were compared it to racehorses and whatever.
Yeah, they did. Like, it was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know. Chris said if they both do, sure. Because clearly Trump is the one that's.
Yeah. He wants.
Speaking of racehorses, Christy Noem is now haunting racetracks, hoping horses break down so she can go out and kill them.
Charlie, Louise, Gravel Pit, Pierce. All right. Listen, we are very.
I think that whole thing is hilarious because, you know, that if they ever did it to Trump, you know, it would ring every bell on the Adderall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Carillion.
Yes.
I mean, the guy's been like huffing Adderall since, you know, for 20 years.
Yeah. This is, I know.
Well, not entirely sure he's got any blood left.
So why Noel Kastler tells us that his incontinence has been caused by his drug abuse. But anyway, Noel Kastler will join us for New York Sexy Liberal. Charlie Pierce now being joined by Glenn Kirshner for Boston Sexy Liberal.
And of course, does Glenn have business up here or what?
No, he just wants to be with us and you. And of course, with your guest, Senator Elizabeth Warren, that you're going to bring with you for panel.
And a random Kennedy.
And any random Kennedy.
Yeah, any Kennedy will do.
Even Zeppo or, you know, Merrill. Okay. What? All right. Love you, Charlie Pierce. We can't wait for Boston. Hooray.
Don't you be eyeballing me.
Staring you down. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Wow. Okay. This is, I think, why the dogs, Bonnie and Clyde, are tolerating me being on tour.
Okay.
Because I leave the Dr. Martys.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, take the cannolis. Drop the gun, take the cannolis. Yeah. they don't care about anything other than the Dr. Martys.
They're like, drop the Dr. Martys, take the cannoli.
Right, exactly. Okay. Something, huh? I confused myself with that entire reference. Okay, fresh dog food, right? It's all the rage, but I can tell you, I have a few issues. Number one, you know the kind I'm talking about. The ship's frozen. You got to wait for it to thaw. Yep. You have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. It's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, messy. You need a food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. And so do Bonnie and Clyde, Mommy's little mystery kisses. It's shelf-stapled, dry to the touch. You don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. It has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness and a flavor and texture that I find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures if you go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangela and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Texas.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
As the official slab of beef of the Stephanie Miller Show, Chris. This is exciting, right? Father's Day, it's coming up. Experts at Omaha Steaks have so easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. You should see how much quantity, how much quality you get in that sucker. I tell you what, boy howdy. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak and every entree, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare when Dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want. They want steak, Chris. They want steak.
Yes.
This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad's one of a kind this Father's Day. Show him the love. Show him the love. Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at just $89. He is guaranteed to love it. Omahasteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Hi, Jeff. Welcome. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody keeps focusing about, this latest thing with Fannie Willis, but they've been after her from the very beginning. When she started the investigation, they came up with that baloney story about her being involved with a local gang leader and having an affair with him and how she was letting off all of his guys. Turned out to be a complete lie.
Yep.
They've been after her from day one.
Yeah, we have Tristan Snell coming up. He prosecuted the Trump University case, and he said this has always been Trump's playbook. He goes after the prosecutors. Yep. He wants, wants the investigators investigated, and he's just like, don't fall for this again. Don't fall for this, Georgia. Vote Fannie Willis back in record numbers. Do it.
Do it.
Noel Castler says the GOP is a rank ship of freaks, but I promise you, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the most unwell person that has ever sat in the U.S. Congress. She is weaponized. She's a weaponized white trash, dirty bomb of a human being. And still, I say she planted that at the DNC.
I think so too.
Allegedly.
It definitely the gait.
You can
see
that
was a woman.
Butch body under that hoodie.
And the gait was like a woman walking, not like a dude.
Well then we know it's not Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Christopher Louise.
Chris Louise.
What?
Boy. Oh, my.
Truth. Hashtag truth.
Dietrich tweets, the party of personal responsibility sure has a thing for throwing their families under the bus. Yeah, Justice Alito is just a despicable POS. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff said, Justice Alito should recuse himself from cases related to January 6th, as should Justice Thomas. The Supreme Court has lost the trust of the American people when justices continue to sit on cases where they have such a clear bias. Thank you. And Rude Pundit said, it's not as if we didn't know that Alito believed that what an upside down flag represents, but literally waving it in our faces just feel like a line has been crossed.
Yeah.
At least no one needs to pretend he's some kind of unbiased sage of the law now. He is a partisan hack who wants to punish people he doesn't like. Thank you. I've always thought he is the worst, even worse than Clarence Thomas. 58 minutes after the hour, Legal Lad. Tristan Snell next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.